Just below the dam, the PFOA level in the foam was 230 parts per trillion, and the PFOS level was 17,000 parts per trillion. The values for the two best-known PFAS compounds were even higher in foam in the roadside ditch, according to DNR Environmental Management Division Director Darcy Foss.
Those levels really are not acceptable as far as we're concerned. And as far as people coming into contact with foam like that, or we're concerned about the impact on fish and then people eating the fish.
Wisconsin has no regulations or recommendations for safe levels of PFAS in surface water. But for comparison, the numbers are many times the surface water quality standard set in Michigan. Even so, the surface water on the Peshtigo River seems to have low readings, while PFAS levels in foam are extraordinarily high.
There are very low levels on the surface, but it goes over the dam, for example, in Peshtigo. It gets agitated and those levels increase.
The PFAS foam often has a brighter white color and is stickier than naturally occurring foam in water. The chemicals have links to a variety of health issues in humans. The DNR's Foss said she wasn't sure yet whether the PFAS foam had a connection to Johnson Controls Tyco, the firefighting foam manufacturer in Marinette and Peshtigo. Firefighting foam is a known source of PFAS. Ben Meyer, WXPR News.